From Washington, this is VOA News. A key NATO summit opens in Britain, and comedian Joan Rivers dies at the age of 81. I'm Frances Alonso reporting from Washington. NATO leaders have opened a high-stakes summit in Britain. Confronted by the Islamic State advance in the Mideast and Russia's military intervention in Ukraine, leaders from 28 countries in the U.S.-European military alliance met today in a golf resort in Wales, with the discussions aimed at combating the Islamic militants in Iraq and Syria and halting the fighting in eastern Ukraine between Kiev's forces and pro-Russian separatists. The Ukrainian president met with U.S. President Barack Obama and the British Prime Minister David Cameron, as well as other key leaders before the summit. The United Nations World Health Organization is calling for a coordinated global response to combat the growing Ebola outbreak affecting parts of West Africa. The WHO announced on Wednesday the outbreak has so far killed more than 1,900 people in the region. The agency says nearly twice as many people have been infected with Ebola. Meanwhile, the WHO says it will cost upwards of $600 million to tackle the epidemic. Pioneering American comedian Joan Rivers, whose self-deprecating humor and gossipy jokes about show business kept millions laughing for 50 years, has died at the age of 81. Rivers had been hospitalized since going into cardiac arrest last week at her doctor's office after a routine procedure. The New York-born Rivers always wanted to be an actress, but found her talent as a nightclub comedian at a time when women comics were rare. This is VOA News. Al-Qaeda's leader Ahmed al-Zawahiri says the terrorist group has launched a group in the Indian subcontinent targeting India, Myanmar, and Bangladesh. Anjana Pasricha reports.
Indian intelligence agencies issued alerts across the country hours after Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri threatened to raise the flag of jihad and spread Islamic rule on the Indian subcontinent. In a 55-minute video posted online, Zawahiri said Al-Qaeda's new unit in the subcontinent would rescue Muslims from injustice and oppression in the Indian states of Gujarat, Assam and Kashmir, and in Bangladesh and Myanmar. India's Home Minister Rajnath Singh met with top security officials to discuss the threat. He said intelligence agencies are analyzing the video to establish its authenticity. Anjana Pasricha, New Delhi.
The World Health Organization reports more than 800,000 people die by suicide each year. The WHO is launching its first global report on suicide prevention and says more people die from suicide than conflicts, wars, and natural disasters combined. Lisa Schlein reports.
WHO Director of Mental Health and Substance Abuse, Shekha Saxena, says there also is much more that communities can do to provide support for vulnerable people. He says suicide is the final outcome for people who are feeling isolated, depressed, and hopeless. He says society can do more to provide support to them at a moment of great distress.
People who eventually commit suicide have, almost in all cases, sought help from someone. So communities, families have a responsibility to be available and to provide the kind of support which people need.
The World Health Organization calls suicide a major global health problem. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Malaysia Airlines has decided to rename a promotion that asks travelers what destinations they would like to visit before they die. The airline, which has experienced two deadly disasters this year, acknowledged in a statement that my ultimate bucket list contest was inappropriate. The campaign offered prizes, including round-trip flights to passengers who most creatively described the destinations on their bucket list. In a statement, the airline said it did not mean to offend, but that it was only using a common phrase, which refers to a list of things one wants to do before dying. The Lego Group has for now become the world's largest toy maker in both sales, revenue, and profit. It supplanted American company Mattel, Inc. in the first half of 2014. Privately held Lego said today that revenue was up 11% for the 6 months of this year. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.